98%, you know what's coming. If you're fatigued, having trouble losing weight, depressed, or having difficulty obtaining or maintaining it, you know what? You may be one of the millions of men suffering from low testosterone and or ED. There's historic hope at Neumel Medical. Locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. Together now, their ED treatments, 98% success rate. A competitor said they got 80%. Said, don't waste my time. They also offer cutting-edge testosterone replacement therapies. People love that. NUMALE.com.
You're listening to Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
They're playing for $1 million. It was $1.2 million when Travis Diener hit the shot a couple years ago. Joining us now is General Manager Dan Fitzgerald.
Fitz.
I think he gets like 60. Are you at 67,000 or that's what the players are? Or good afternoon.
What's up, guys? You know what? We haven't even talked about the money yet. Well, I think if we win a couple more games, we'll have that.
Homer's going right to your wallet, Dan.
Well, no, because I watch it and they list how much players get, and there must be fewer Marquette players. Other teams are in the 50,000 something, and with Marquette players, they were saying 67,000. So that's only.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry about it, Homer. Everybody will get a bag if we win. And we usually the year we won, we talked about it.
Is it a Birkin bag or a Coach bag?
Whatever they want, you know.
Money immediately goes into an account with Zelle. What's the site?
Zelle.
Zelle is an instant transfer of the funds into their bank account.
It's on your bank app. You got it.
Okay. All right, General Manager Dan Fitzgerald, former champion a couple of years ago. Last year, tough loss. This year,
does Homer get any, Dan? Does he get any piece of it?
I get nothing.
Is that a real question?
A half a percent?
Is that a real question? I actually offered to donate.
Trying to angle for my guy.
I actually offered to donate and give DJO $100 cash, my money, if he'll shoot a right-handed 15-footer. I'm not even requiring that he make it. Now, the GM has a higher standard because given the first game, things could be close, and I'm sure you don't want him just jacking up shots, but...
We've got bigger things to worry about, Homer. But I don't know. Maybe call him directly. Is he good at right-handed?
Yes. Yeah, I believe he could be.
Seen him do that.
Yeah, I believe he could be the greatest ambidextrous shooter ever. When I did a TV thing with him his senior year at Marquette, he took every shot during the 3-minute interview right-handed. Everyone was fine. He did it so well, no one even noticed that he wasn't shooting left-handed. But
all right, let's get to the real stuff. Who's presenting problems for you guys from this this Dayton alums? Costa?
Kofis? Yeah. Mostly Dayton alumni. I think there's a couple guys that didn't go to Dayton. Wright State, Ohio State.
They're good.
All Ohio guys. Yeah, we played them 2 years ago, and we beat them when we won it all. But it was really tough. I imagine it will be the same. It's mostly the same roster as that team. But they'll be tough, especially in their home court. It's going to be rocking in their home arena. So, it'll be tough. They got a lot of good guards, a lot of interchangeable guards, kind of like us. They've got a 7-footer.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got a little bit of size, something that you guys, you know, you're not exactly the biggest team out there.
Yep. Yep, Trevor Thompson, 7-footer. Luke will be on him some. But, yeah, even our starting lineup and most of the game will be smaller. We're kind of used to that. But
well, you
that's
kind of a choice. Like, you have a few guys, but it seems that you like to play small and think that you create more problems for teams. Is that a correct analysis?
Yep, they got to guard us too, right? So if we're playing the way we're supposed to play, will be really tough to guard. We feel like they got to match up with us.
All right, DJO, and of course, that's what everybody should call him because that was his name at Marquette, because Darius Johnson is just too long to say. is he called DJO? Is that what everybody calls him or not?
Yep, or DJ, even shorter.
All right, he is good. I get the feeling he can score at will. I think he could put up 40 if you needed it. Am I exaggerating his ability?
You're not. He can definitely take over games. We need him to. The years we didn't have him, you could, you know, obviously see a difference. So we're thrilled he's back, and he's came off a big injury, his Achilles, I believe. But he's playing great. He's confident. He's definitely our leader.
All All right, and Dwight Bikes has been spectacular in past years. The first game, he took more of a background. Was that just one game, or there were times when he's taken over in the past, and it didn't seem like he did at any point in the first game?
Yeah, not the first game. I mean, he didn't light it up, but he played fine.
Okay.
He's going to start again. He's in starting point guard.
I mean, he's good. I'm not arguing.
Yeah, he's still great. He can, you know, compared to a lot of the other guys, he can create his own shots from nothing. And that's, you need a couple of those guys.
Yeah, and you guys have those.
Like this.
That's what I'm saying. You guys aren't really like have a go-to guy, right? You got some talented guys.
Now, DJO's the go-to guy.
Well, I mean, I've seen Bikes do some work. Jamil Wilson's been huge.
Oh,
so,
yes, yeah.
I mean, you have other guys. It's not just, like, teams can't focus on one guy.
You're right.
For you guys.
Any of those three guys could be the go-to guy, right. I would say.
Absolutely. DJO, Dwight, Jamil have all been leading scorers throughout the years in games. Elgin Cook's probably our best all-around player. He's taken over. That's why we're tough to guard, I think, is because so many guys like that can have a 20-plus point game.
No, you're right. Jamil, when he's making not
just depend
threes,
on who has the best matchup, right? That's who you're going to go to?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the matchups, you kind of figure that out. You do some scouting, obviously, and we've got our matchups, and as the game starts, you can kind of see what matchups we want to go to, who's hot, who's struggling with for them, who do we go at. So you kind of figure that out in the flow of the game hopefully pretty early.
And Diener was on last week. I gave him some advice on how to manage his injury.
The calf injury.
His little calf injury he's got. What are you guys thinking for Diener as far as minutes? Don't overdo him. Don't stretch him out,
yeah.
Fitz.
He's good for a technical.
He is. Yeah, he was, what, 1-for-1 from three in the technical? That's kind of par for the course for Travis, right? we, of course, want him to play more than 5 minutes. He's going to tell us, you know, how he's feeling. He's rehabbing a ton. Obviously, as you get older, bouncing back from any sort of annoying injury like that is tough. So he's going to kind of tell us how he feels.
Is he the oldest guy in the tournament? He's like 40, right?
That's a good bet, Homer. I'm sure there's a couple older guys, but he's up there.
Yeah.
Seasoned,
right. Just in general, though, it seems like TBT, the talent and the TBT is getting better and better over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think there's probably a handful of teams that can really win it all each year. I think top to bottom, the teams are better. The worst teams, I guess, are new teams.
Yeah, Syracuse got knocked out.
Versus teams like us have been playing a long time. Yeah, Syracuse lost early.
They got crushed.
So I think top to bottom, the tournament's the level of team you got to play. Like us, so Ohio, we obviously didn't play well in the end, but they were a pretty decent team.
Talking with General Manager Dan Fitzgerald, what year is this now for you as GM of TBT?
8 or 9.
So are you better? Is it easier now? Is it just a piece of cake, or is it a mess every year as to who's going to play?
You know, when we have the reason we're good is we have the same core of guys coming back every year, so that part of it's easy. You got more guys calling me that want to play versus me trying to hound people trying to get them to play.
Tony won't give me the insight on this. Did Tony say he wanted to play?
I want to sit on the bench and just collect some money.
Yeah, Fitz. Tony, we talked about that in previous years. Why? Yeah, come give these guys some wisdom.
Yeah, I gotta come. You guys travel too much, so I gotta be here. I gotta babysit Homer, dude.
Yeah, that's a full-time job, I'm sure.
Correct. Where's your next? If one of the games matches up, I'm coming, buddy. Don't worry.
Make sure to tell him he doesn't get paid. You can't add anybody.
I don't need to get paid.
Oh, really? Really?
I just want a W on my record. Fitz, you're like you're gonna be. You've been there 8 or 9 years. You're gonna be like Aaron Rodgers soon. We need another title out of you. You're too good to only have one win.
So. I agree.
You're going to need another one.
We got to do one more.
You got a great record. What's your record as general manager? It's got to be outstanding.
I think we're the second most winningest team in the tournament history behind Overseas Elite. Mm. That's pretty good.
Have you made millions yet on your liqueur? Or where's that stand?
No, maybe I'm too focused on this team, Homer. Oh, you know,
man, they got that is time. A family liqueur.
Family liqueur?
Yeah.
What's this? Tell me about this liqueur, Fitz.
It's
good.
It's lemon-flavored Polish vodka, Homer.
Vodka?
It's well, delicious.
Isn't it a liqueur, or am I wrong that to call it a liqueur?
You can call it a liqueur, but the...
What's the
flavored vodka? I'll give you some, Tony. You'll love it.
Oh, I don't drink.
But what? Like,
I thought it was fizzy water.
Is it like? No. It's more than that. But is it like? It's not like 90 proof, is it? What proof is it?
It's probably about 40%.
Oh, that'd be 80 proof. Well, then I take it back. So it is a vodka, not a liqueur. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize. Incorrect. It's good.
I'll bring you some, Homer. You can have some.
It's good.
Fitz, do any of the guys have certain clauses in their contracts? For this tournament,
that they have to do weekly films.
Kyler Murray has to study 4 hours a week. His new contract. Do you have anything like that for any one of the guys? Anybody struggle with the cookies, maybe, or eating too much fast food?
No, we don't do any of that. Joe does have some film. We watch some film, but you know, we try to keep it relaxed and fun for these guys. We want them to come back next year. So, yeah, nothing like that.
Do you get paid or are any expenses paid more than it used to be, or is it the same as it was the first year? Have things changed at all in terms of taking care of everybody?
No. They pay for some hotels, but there's some expenses. We have a sponsor that takes care of that. We're not getting paid. The tournament covers some hotels, and if you make it to the finals, the final eight, they fly everybody on their dime to Dayton and fly everybody home, and hotels are covered. But
should you mention the sponsor? Or do you want people to know who's helping you out?
No, it's just somebody who's taking care of some funds for us. Not really. Okay. You can have an advertising sponsor if you want. There's certain.
I'd like that. Homer.
Yeah.
The Homer sponsor.
Sponsored by Homer.
How much is it going to cost me to sponsor?
You're too cheap, Homer.
What do you mean? Well, how much? Well, how much is
the
sponsor?
He's trying to nicely tell you it's too much money.
I don't know. I might hit the lottery. What? Can 10 grand make me a sponsor? Or is it less than, more?
Yeah, let's talk next year. Homer.
Five grand. Hold
now
on.
Now he's trying to go down. No, ten, man.
No, I want to know
he's
the smallest. Yes, I'll go down to a grand if he keeps talking. The 10, his tone on 10 made me think you don't need to do 10. 5 might be enough. Would
Money
5
talk,
be enough?
Homer, you want to, we could change the name to whatever you want. If you pay enough, we'll talk.
Yeah, I
want
to be Homer's Golden Eagle.
I want to suggest
what
one
else?
Clause in Travis's contract. He got to stay off the golf course during the tournament. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that's tough.
What if would I have the chance to be GM for 5 or 10?
So you want to take my job? Okay.
Assistant GM.
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what I get for my money.
Fitz, now you see why I can't get off. I gotta babysit this guy. I never know what he's gonna say to our guests.
I would be stupid to take your job. You're one of the all time great.
You're trying to take his job.
I wanted to know what I get. I don't. Okay, if I'm made owner, the first thing I'm not doing is changing the coach or GM. They've been fantastic.
All right. Well, Tony would come, and he doesn't even want to get paid. You'd have to pay us a lot, Homer, if you wanted to sit on the bench.
I don't want to sit on the bench. No, I don't want to. No. All right. Just I got to find out what I get for 5 grand.
We'll talk. Homer.
We will talk.
I thought it was 10.
Now it's down to 5. I wouldn't.
No, we're starting at 10. 10's the minimum.
No, then I'm out.
I'm taking over the arbitration here.
His tone told me I could get something for less than 10.
You got to go to break.
All
right, thanks,
good
buddy.
Luck.
Good luck.
Oh, 5? If it's 5, you're cutting out, and I can't hear you. Sorry, Homer.
He's breaking up.
All right, 7. 7.
Break it out.
GM Dan Fitzgerald. All right, first, the last question is, it's not going to be on that goofy ESPN Plus that I couldn't even get on my TV. Like, it's going to be on ESPN 2. It's not 3 tonight, is it?
Yep, prime time, 8 o'clock Central
on ESPN 2.
Let's go
right or one or regular
two.
Stuff.
ESPN 2.
All right, great, fantastic. You deserve it. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
That should be our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. If Homer puts in 7, should he be able to become the GM next?